The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Mem Aleph. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Victor Gindi, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, for continued Hatzlacha in all his endeavors, continued success, Bidi'ut, health, happiness, and all good things. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Le'alu Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Lerfuah Shilema, Yosef Ben Sarah, Rahamim Ben Adel, Vesara Bat Rachel. Enna Refer Alehem Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Mem Aleph Amud Lishon, starting at the Mishnah on the top line. Ha'omer Pititi Et Bito Shel Piloni Meshalem Boshet Upegam Alpi Atzmo. A person that says Pititi Et Bito, he himself admits, I seduced so and so's daughter. Meshalem Boshet Upegam. Well, he has to pay for the amount of boshet, the embarrassment, that payment, upegam, that's the amount of devaluation that he caused her, alpi atzmo, based on his own confession, ve'en mishalem kenas. However, he does not pay the 50 shekalim knas. We have a rule that says, modeh b'knas patur, which means if a person admits himself of a crime, so he has to pay the monetary value of the admission. However, if there's a knas included in the payment, like in this case over here of a mefater, there's a 50 shekel knas, he does not pay that. She says, ve'enu meshalem knas bebaba kaman nafkalan modeh b'knas patur. And if a person admits knas, he is patur me'asher yashi'un Elohim, which means when the judges find him guilty, prat marshia et atzmo, to exclude a case where he himself admits. So the Mishnah gives another example. Ha'omer ganavti, he admits that he's a ganav, that he stole. Meshalem et hakeren al pi atzmo, ve'en meshalem tashlume kefel, ve'tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. He does not have to pay the fine. When a person steals, not only does he have to pay back when he gets caught the principal, but he has to pay back double. So the double payment already is knas. He does not pay that on a self-admission. Furthermore, if he went and stole the animal and sold it or slaughtered it, so there's an additional knas of 4 or 5, whether he stole a sheep or a ox. And therefore, he only has to pay back the item, but he does not pay back teshlumeh arba'a v'hamisha. Hemit shori et peloni. If he comes along and admits and says, my ox killed so-and-so. Now, in that case, over there, the Torah demands that he pays a monetary payment, which is called kofir. So the Mishnah says, o shoro shel peloni, or let's say he says that his ox gored the ox of so-and-so, hare ze mishalem al pi atzmo. So then he has to pay according to the monetary payments. That is not a knas. This opinion holds that the kofir that a person pays if his ox kills a person, that payment is a monetary payment, and therefore he pays it even on a self-admission. Hemit shori avdo shel peloni. Let's say he admits and says, my shor gored the Eved Kenani of so and so. En mishalem al pi atzmo. So he does not pay it according to his own admission. The Torah says that if a person's ox gores somebody else's Eved Kenani, he must pay a penalty of 30 sila'im. And therefore, since it's a knas, he does not have to pay on his own admission.
Rashi says, "Diknas ninu shafilu en yafid dinar noten shloshim."
How do we know it's a knas? Because even if the eved's value was only 1 dinar, he still has to pay 30. So you see, it's just a penalty.
Zeh akelal. So the Mishnah gives the rule: kol mishalem yeter al mashi zik enu mishalem al pi atzmo,
which means anybody that pays more than the value of what he damaged, so that already falls into the category of knas. Just to give you an example of what that means, like the case of mefateh. Of course, the mefateh has to pay boshet. That's a damage. He has to pay for the pigam. That's a damage. But the 50 shekalim, that's not a damage. That's just a penalty. That's more than he damaged. And therefore, anything that's more than the monetary damage, that falls on the knas, and the subject to the rule of modeh biknas patur. So comes the Gemara and begins. The Mishnah gave a case of pititi et bito, when a guy admits that I seduced so and so's daughter. So the Mishnah asks, the Gemara asks, velitli anasti, why don't you list the case of anasti et bito? Why don't you give the case of where a person admits that he violated the daughter of so-and-so. So why did the Mishnah only give the case by Mifateh? It should have gave the case also by Ones. The Tosfot says, Daveh Hidush Tafeh. It's a bigger Hidush, De Patur. That he's still Patur. Afagav De Modeh She'asa Peritzut. So even though he's Modeh, that he did a Peritzut, he violated a lady, still he's Patur. Why didn't you send me that case? So then the Gemara says, Lo Mebaya Kamar. The Mishnah is telling us a style of Lo Mebaya. Lo Mebaya Anasti. It goes without saying. I don't have to tell you in the case where he admits that he was honest, honest the lady. De lo kapagim la. Where he really doesn't pogim. He really doesn't devaluate or pogim, cause a pegam in what he says to the lady, because really she was against her will. So people don't look at it as such a negative, because it was against her will. So lo mebaya nasti de lo kapagim la. I don't have to tell you in the case of honest, where it's not such a pigam on her, the mishalim boshet to pigam al pi atzmo. So in that case, of course, he has to pay boshet to pigam, because that's already a monetary payment that he owes her. Aval betiti, but when he comes along and says that she was seduced, I mean, she did it willingly, the kapagim la, where really now he's poor gamer, because now the street, the rumors, now everybody's talking that she went willingly. Ema lo mishalim al pi atzmo. So maybe I would think what? That he is not believed on such a claim. And therefore maybe he doesn't even have to pay the boshet and the pegam. Which means, who says we're going to believe such a thing to make the lady so bad that she did such a thing? Kamash ma'alan. And we come and teach why that even in a case where he's coming along and he's saying that she did it willingly, still we believe him to make the payment. Now she says, "De lo pagim la." By honest, it's not such a pegam. En la ashl anusa gadol ke la ashl mefute. Vekevan de that pegam dilahu. Since it's not a pegam on us so much when he says honest, memninan de. So I'll believe him. The mishkan mine bush to pegam apiv. Then he should pay the bush to pegam based on his testimony. But maybe I would say by mefateh. If there may be, who believes him at all to come along and make the lady such a so bad where it was willingly? Kamash Malan, even in Mefateh, the Hadush of the Mishnah is, he pays the Bosh Nebegah. Matnitin de lo ki haitana. Our Mishnah is not following the following Tana. Ve Tanya, we have a bright Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shimon av boshetu pegam eno meshalem al pi atzmo, which means according to Rabbi Shimon, even boshetu pegam he does not pay on his own admission. Why? Lo kol hemenu sheyefgom bito shel peloni. We don't believe him to put a pigam on a daughter. Which is, if you had witnesses, fine. But stam on his own testimony, we're not going to believe him that such a thing happened, that we should believe him that there's a pigam now on such a girl. So comes again and says, Amalira papala abaye ni hala ledida mai. Well, let's say she doesn't care. Let's say she doesn't mind the pigam. She wants the money. She wants to bush in the pigam money. Let's say she consents to his claim, meaning that your whole logic is, well, we're not going to believe to put a pigam on somebody. But let's say she's niha. She wants the money. So give us dilma lo niha lele abiya. Just because she wants it, maybe the father doesn't want it. Maybe to have such rumors over here.
for the bush, the pigam is not worth it for the father. Then it's the one that's an embarrassment that his daughter did such a thing. So the Gemara says, Niha lil abiyam. Let's say the father's okay with it to get the money. He says, Dema lo nihalu libne mishpaha. Somebody in the family is not nihale. Because it's a pigam on the whole family that such a girl would do such a thing. So the Gemara asks, Nihalu libne mishpaha. Let's say the whole family's happy with it. Ifshad elek ahad metayam de lo nihale. And the Gemara says, impossible that somebody overseas or somewhere is not going to be happy, and therefore he is not going to be believed according to Rabbi Shimon to put a laaz on her, and therefore there's not even a boshet upegam payment. Ha'omer ganavti mishlem etakeren. So we said in the Mishnah, a person that admits, let's say, he's a ganav, so he has to pay the principal, but not the kanas. Itmar palga nizka. Now we discuss the subject of palga nizka, which is really what's called in the Gemara hatsi nizik. What is hatsi nizik? The Torah talks about a damaging of an ox. One of the ways an ox damages is through its horns, goring. The goring of an ox is called kirin. Now the Torah tells us a law that an ox, the first three times that it gores, only the payment of the mazik, that's the one that causes the damage, the owner of the ox that damages, has to pay what's called palga deniska. He pays half payment. The Gemara Bakama tells us how to calculate it. But you do not pay full payment. After three times, then already the short is called the mu'ad. Then already, if it damages, the payment is a nezek shalem. So the Gemara now wants to analyze. When we talk about palga deniska or hatsi nezek, how do we classify that? Is that a monetary payment, like a sort of compensation, or do we look at it just like a knas? It's just a penalty. So the Gemara now analyzes itmar palga niska. This concept of hatsi nezek. Rapapa amar palga niska mamona. Papa says it's considered a monetary payment, and therefore nafkamina would be mishalem al pi atzmo. He would pay it even on his own admission, which means if a fellow comes along and says, yes, indeed, my ox gored this fellow's ox, so on his own admission, he would have to pay the hatsi nezik because, as you say, it's mamon, it's a monetary compensation. Rav Huna ben Yoshua amar, palga nizka kenasa. He says, no, it's a knas, and therefore he would not pay on his own admission. That would be the nafka mina. So we have a fantastic mahlokot over here between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. When we talk about palga niska, is it mamon or is it knas? Rav Huna holds palga niska is knas, and Rav Papa holds it is indeed mamon. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa amar palga niska mamona. What's the logic? Kasaba, because he holds setam shevarim lav behazkat shimur kaimem, which is really a stam, a shor, needs to be protected, which means you need to watch the shor, which means if you're not watching it, you have to assume it's going to damage. Ubedinu de mishalem kulem. Now this guy obviously was not watching the shor because it damaged, and really according to the halacha, he should be obligated to pay full damages. Verachamanahu de hayis ilave. Just the Torah had mercy on the guy and said, only pay half damages. Because since it wasn't, didn't happen three times yet, so the animal didn't gore so many times yet, so we give him a break. But what? Really, from the law, you should pay full compensation. So the fact that we're making you pay half, the Torah did him a favor. But you see, it's a monetary compensation. However, so let's read Rashi. La b'chazkat shimur kameh. Which means, imlo yishmerum ba'alim shelo yaziku. If the animal is not going to be watched, enam b'chazkat mishtamerim elehem. They don't watch themselves shelo yaziku from damaging. Elam mazikin. They damage. Afilu niskad lav urchayp. Even if it would not be a normal damage, like goring, they'll do that if you don't watch it. Hilkach al marayu ramyal neturinu. It's on the master to watch the animal. Veze shelo shamro. This one didn't watch. Bedinu dilishalim kula. Really, you should pay the whole thing. Ela drachmana has ale. So the Torah had mercy on him. Umiyu mashem mishalim bedim mishalim. What he's paying, he has to pay. It's not a kanas. That's a legal monetary compensation payment. Ravuna b'Rav Yoshua amar padgan iska kanasa. He says no. It is indeed a knas, because he holds kasabar stam shivarim bechoskat shimur kaimer. Really holds a shor can watch itself, meaning even if you don't watch it, you don't have to assume it's going to go gore, which is out of the normal. Ubedinu delo neshalem klal. And really, if the guy wasn't watching the shor and it gored, which is an abnormal thing, really you shouldn't have to pay anything. It's not expected. The rachmanau dekanse. But the Torah penalized ki echid ntere le Torah. So he will watch the ox, and therefore he looks at it as a knas, and therefore nafkamina, can he pay or does he pay on his own admission? Comes the Gemara and continues, gives a siman, hezek ma vehemit klal. Tenan, we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Daled. Hanizak vehamazik betashlumin. Now, the context of this statement is actually in the Mishnah that tells us different rules about the payments of a damager to the damagee. Now, the one that damages is called a mazik. The one that gets damaged is called the nizak. Now, one of the rules that the Mishnah lays out over there between the mazik and the nizak is hanizak v'hamazik b'tashlumin, which means both of them share in the payments. Now, we understand how the mazik shares in the payment because he's the one that's making the payment, so of course he has to pay. So we have to understand, how does the nizak share in the payment? After all, he's the one that's getting paid. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly how that manifests, and the Gemara Baba Kama explains it's referring to Hatzi Nezik. That in the Hatzi Nezik payment of a shor that gores in the first three times, which is called the tam, so the nizak shares in the payment. So the Gemara understands it. Tenan, hanizak v'mazik b'tashlumin. Bishlama leman damat palgan is kama mona. If you tell me that the Hatzi Nezik is a monetary payment, haynu d'shayach nizak b'tashlumin. Now we understand how the nizak also is involved in the payment. How? So we explain. The law is like this. How do they make this payment? So the law is like this. Let's say the animal gored, and actually the Gemara is going to explain. Let's just read the next line. According to the opinion that says palgan is kama mona, that it's actually a compensation, haynu d'shayach nizak b'tashlumin, which means now we understand the relation to nizak in the tashlumin, because he's also being nizak. That's the point, which means he's sharing in the payment in the sense he loses half, which is really he should get full payment. So the nizak also like shared in the payment in the sense that he didn't get fully what he deserves technically. So therefore that makes sense. Hanizak betashlumin. Yeah, the nizak also is sharing in the payment. And it says he had to give up half. El aleman de'amar palga nizka kenasa. But according to the opinion that says that the hatzi nizak is kenas, he's getting something that he doesn't deserve, which means all kenas is extra. Is it possible to say that he's paying part of the money? He's not giving up anything. Which is, if you tell me it's a kenas, he gave up nothing. Whatever he got is profit. And then you see what? That hatzi nezik must be mamon. Because why would then the Mishnah say that the nizak shares in the tashlumin? If it's a compensation, I understand, because he's giving up half, so he shared in the payment. However, if you're coming and told me that it's a kenas, so what did he give up? Adrabah, he got free money. It wasn't coming to him, it's extra. So Gemara says, no, lo nitzrecha ela lefhat nevela, which means, that which we say, this inyan of hatzi nezek, that the nizak is part of the tashlumin. So I'll tell you, it's the subject like this. It's not regarding the hatzi nezek that he loses. It's not on that point. It's discussion of fhat nevela, which means, how do you calculate this Hatsi Nezek payment? Sometimes when you're going to calculate the half, it's not going to be the full half. How? Let's say the ox died from such a goring. Now, who owns the carcass? Does it belong to the mazik or does it belong to the nizak? So the Gemara Baba Kama says that the nizak, the one that got his ox damaged and now killed, it's his responsibility. He takes care of the dead animal now. And therefore, the mazik has to compensate in the following way. How much was the shor worth when it was alive, to how much is it worth now that it's dead? And therefore, let's say, in the interim, from the time that it died to the time that they got to court, let's say the animal was depreciated more, the mazik only has to pay hatsi nezek from the time of mitah, and the devaluation is the loss of the nizak. And that's what it means when it says that the nizak is a partner in the teshlumim, which means he also is a partner, meaning he also has to pay. How does he pay? When it said nizak b'teshlumim, because he loses in this case, which is the chatsi nezek is calculated from the time the animal is alive to at the shat mitah. So whatever the worth was, it's half. Now, even though it said at the bottom line, when the time they got to the judgment, the carcass that he's holding, it devaluated even more. So he's not getting really half the damages that he lost. So therefore he has his partners in the Teshlumim. So you have no ra'aya to whether Hatsi Nezek is Mamon or Knas. I can really tell you it's even a Knas. But when it said that he's a partner in the Teshlumim, it means the part of the Nevelah. The depreciation of the Nevelah goes to the Nizak. It's his loss. He has to absorb it. Comes the Gemara and says, hold it. Is that what the Mishnah and Baba Kama is coming to teach us when it says Nizak v'mazik b'tashlumin? Is it coming to teach me the din of Pat Nevela? Pat Nevela Tanina. We know that in another Mishnah in Baba Kama. How? Because it says in the Mishnah that when it talks over there about a mazik, that a mazik has to pay, it says he pays tashlume nezik. Now, from the language tashlume nezik, the Gemara lives over there in Baba Kama, melamed, she'abealim metapelim b'nebela, that the carcass, the nebela, belongs to the nizak, and therefore he has to sell it. And therefore the mazik only pays based on when the animal was alive to when it died. And therefore the hatsi nezik is mishat mitah, where they learn that from the words that says tashlume nezik. And therefore, we're back to the question, what are you telling me that the Mishnah on Baba Kama that it said, Hanizak Mamazik B'Tashlumin, that the relationship of the Nizak and the Tashlumin is Pchat Nevela, is that the Nevela belongs to him, and if it devaluates, it's his. We know that from a different Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, Hada Betam Vehada Bimuad. I need one Mishnah to teach me the law of Pchat Nevela, the devaluation of the Nevela goes to the Nizak. By a tam, that's where it goes the first three times, or a mu'ad, which is after it goes after three times. Uslicha, you need one for both. One for each. The iyashmi'inan tam, because if you only told me by a tam, I would say like this, mishum da'akati lo iya'ed, which means since the animal only gored three times, so therefore it's really not considered a gorer, so therefore the Torah was lenient on the mazik, and therefore it makes him pay half payments, but from the time when the animal died. And therefore, I let the Nizak incur the loss of the valuation of the animal after, at the time of the judgment. But maybe in a case where the animal already was known to be an animal that gores, maybe I'll tell you that the Mazik does not have to incur, maybe the Nizak does not incur the loss. That's what I said, tell me, even by Mu'ad. The opposite. If you told me that by the Mu'ad, Mishum Dekam Mishalem Kudeh, because since already the mazik is paying full payment, so therefore they don't make him pay the full payment of the time of the court, but they make him pay the full payment at the time of the death. Because everybody's paying full payment, so he's paying enough. Aval tam, emalo, but tam is only paying half. Maybe I'll tell you have to pay half, but include the valuation. So the Gemara says, Siddiqa, that's why you need both cases. So now the Gemara continues to try to bring a proof. Again, we're discussing over the subject of Hatsi Nezik. Is it Mamon or is it knas? So we have a machlok, so we're trying to bring a proof to one of the two ways. So the Gemara says, Tashema, another Mishnah Baba Kama, Ma bin Tam Lemuad. What is some of the differences between a shor tam or a shor muad? A shor that gores in the first three times or after that? So it says, Shatam Mishalem Hatzi Nezek Migufo. Which means when it comes to the tam payment, the payment is from the goof of the animal. Which means, based on the value of the animal, it comes out of the animal's value. That's how you calculate Hatzi Nezek. Meaning, if let's say the animal that was gored is worth less than Hatzi Nezek, so therefore he only has to give him the difference. The Pasuk writes by Atam, Umachiru et ashor ahai, the Nizak sells the shor, the hatsu et katspo, and they split the money. So therefore the deen is, if let's say, after you split the money, you pay the half, it's less than the price of Hatzi Nezek, doesn't matter. You pay it from the animal. So again, if let's say this payment over here actually, you're paying Migufo Shel Ashor Hanogeyah, which is you're paying from the value of the Shor Hanogeyah. And therefore, if let's say the Shor Hanogeyah, the one that gores, is less than the Hatzi Nezek, which is the law is like this again. They sell the Shor. They sell the ox that gored. That's the Mazik's Shor. And that Shor over there, they take the money and he gives them the payment. But let's say the money is less than Hatzi Nezek, so that's the loss of the Nizak. So again, She'atam Mishalem Hatzi Nezek Migufo. It's the payment is from the goof of the goring animal. They sell the animal that gored, and that money goes towards the Hatzi Nezek, even if it's less than the actual price. However, umuad meshalem nezek shalem min aliyah. That when it comes to the muad, you have to pay it min aliyah. He pays it from his own assets, which means it's a full payment. Even if they sell the animal, it's not enough. He has to take it from his own assets. Oh, so what's the question? Velo ketari. How come it didn't give a different difference? It should have said shatam enu meshalem al pi atzmo. Umuad meshalem al pi atzmo. Which means, if you're going to tell me that what? That it's a knas, so it should have said that tam eno mishalem al pi atzmo, that he doesn't pay on his own admission because it's a knas. Umuad mishalem al pi atzmo, and what a muad does because it's mamon. And the fact that it doesn't give this chiluk, it's mashma that what? That the tam is mishalem al pi atzmo because it's mamon. So we have a ra'ayat to the shita that says that it is indeed mamon, which is the shita of Rapapa. So he says, no, tana v'shiyer. The Mishnah didn't give us all the Hilukim. It left out some of the Hilukim. And therefore, one of the Hilukim that left out is what? That the Tam is Eno Mishalem Al Pi Atzmo, that he does not pay on his own admission, and Muad does. So Gemara says, wait, Maishir Daishir. Once already you're telling me that it left out one case, and has to leave out another case. So it says, Shiyir Hatzi Kofir. It left out another difference, the difference between Hatzi Kofir. Now, what is Hatzi Kofir? You have a short Tam. Let's say a short tam went and killed a person. So in that case over there, there's no payment, there's no hatsi kofir, because kofir is a certain amount that you have to pay for the dead body. But if let's say the baal short was a mu'ad, the animal was a mu'ad, he has to pay kofir, he has to pay full kofir, which means there's a hilu. Just like we say there's a difference point, let's say with the damages, that the tam pays palga nizka, hatzi nezek, and the mu'ad pays nezek shalem. However, there is also chiluk when hatz v'shalom, let's say the animal gores and kills. So by a mu'ad, the Torah puts a certain kofir, a money that has to be paid. However, by a tam, there is no deen of hatzi kofir. Doesn't have to pay when it kills. So that's the difference. So once you brought me another shiur, I can tell you that it also left out the law of Tam is eno mishlim al pi atzmo, because it is indeed a knas, where a mu'ad is mamod, therefore he's mishlim al pi atzmo. So he goes, no, that's not a shiur, the kofir case. E mishum atzi kofir, lav shiur au. That's not considered a left out. Why? Ha mani de biosig el liu damar, tam mishalim atzi kofir. I'll tell you that the right mishnah is going like the biosig that says that a tam indeed pays atzi kofir. And therefore, you're not going to list that Hiluk, because you listed it already. When you said, Tam is Mishalim Hatzi Nezik, and Mu'ad Nezik Shalim, that's the same deen as Hatzi Kofir and Kofir Shalim. So therefore, we're back to a proof that what? I could tell you that the Mishnah, from the fact that it did not list that Hiluk, must be that the Hiluk of Tam Inu Mishalim Apiatzvo must be, it is considered a Mamon payment. So now the Mishnah Gemara comes to bring another proof. Tashema hemit shori et peloni. Our Mishnah, where a guy comes along and says, "My shor killed so and so, or shori shoro shel peloni, or it killed the shor of so and so." Hareze mishalem al piatzmo. Oh, so he has to pay even on his own admission. My love, betam. Must be we're talking about in the Mishnah even a tam. And the payment is Hatzin Ezek, and he has to pay it, even though it's his own admission, because must be what? That Hatzin Ezek is considered Mamon. So he says, no, lo, bimu'ad. I'll tell you a case about a mu'ad. Therefore, mu'ad, everybody agrees it's full payment, that's compensation. Therefore, he pays even on his own admission. Avad betam, mai. But what do you want to tell me when it comes to a tie? He doesn't pay on his own admission. Adetani sefa. So then when you brought me the sefa, avdo shel ploni, where the fellow admits that his ox gored the avid kenani of so-and-so. Eno mishlim al-pi atzmo, he doesn't have to pay on his own admission. Why did you have to jump to avid? Niflog v'nitne bedida. You could have kept the case of, the regular case of a shor that damaged the shor and say, when do we say that what? That he pays on his own admission, bimu'ad. Aval tam eno mishlim al-pi atzmo, which means you didn't have to jump to the case of Eved to find the case of Modib Knas Patur. You could have kept it in the case of the regular shor where he admits that his shor gored a shor and say, when it comes to a mu'ad, mishlim al-pi atzmo. However, if it's a tam, eno mishlim al-pi atzmo. So therefore, from the fact that it did not give that chiluk, it's hard to explain that you're going to tell me that it was talking about over here a mu'ad, which means when the Mishnah said himit shori et ploni, or shoro shel ploni, when you're coming along and admitting that my shor gored such and such a shor, and you're saying, hadez mishlim api atzmo, so what is mu'ad? Good. So you tell me it's mu'ad, so what do you want to tell me? By a tam, eno mishlim api atzmo, because you want to tell me it's a knas, so why don't you give the chiluk in mu'ad and tam? Why did you have to go to the case of Avdoshil Ploni? Would you have to go to the case of Avdoshil Ploni to give me a case of Knas? So he goes, no, Kula b'mu'ad kamaydi. I'll tell you, the whole Mishnah is talking about a mu'ad. And therefore, it's coming to me like this. In a case of a mu'ad, since it's Mammon, so eno mishalem al pi atzmo. So the Mishnah is saying like this. When do we say eno mishalem atzmo in a case of a mu'ad? That's dafka, where he comes along and says it gored an ox. However, if he comes along and says it gored an eved kana'ani, even if the short is a mu'ad, since it's a knas, eno mishalem al pi atzmo. Which means a regular mu'ad, the guy comes along and says, my mu'ad short gored such and such a short, that's a mamon payment. Mishalem al pi atzmo. So the Mishnah gives a chiluk in the mu'ad itself, but there's a type of mu'ad where it's knas. What's that? Where the guy says, my mu'ad short killed an Eved Kenani. So therefore it kept it in the same Mu'ad, and therefore I can tell you have no Raya from our Mishnah, which means I can tell you it's talking about a Mu'ad and not a Tam, but in a Kenami, a Tam could be a Knas. So comes the Gemara and continues. Tashema, again we're trying to bring a Raya. So one of the two sides is Hatzin Ezek Knas or Mamon. Tashma, Zekla, we have a rule. Kol HaMishalem Yater Al Mashizik. Which means, we have a rule. From our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah. Anybody that pays more than he damaged, Eno Mishlim Api Atzmo. He does not pay on his own admission because it's a Knas, obviously. So the Gemara's Medek, Ha Pachot MiMashizik. But if he's paying less than he damaged, Mishlim Api Atzmo. That must mean if he's paying less than he damaged, like Hatzin Nezek, where he's paying less than the damage, Mishlim Api Atzmo, because it's considered a Mamon. Says no, lo tema pachot lema shezik. Don't make the diyuk and say, but if he pays less than he damaged, ela emaha kamashizik mishlim al pi atzmo. But say if he pays what he damaged, avat pachot mai. But what do you want to tell me? If he's paying less, my mishlim al pi atzmo, he will pay al pi atzmo because it's considered mamon. Litni zeklal kol she'el mishlim kamashizik el mishlim al pi atzmo. Demashma pachot umashma yater. And then the Mishnah should have just said, so long as you're not paying what you damaged, you don't pay alpi atzmo. Whether it's more, that's a kedash, or it's less. And the fact that it didn't say that, because the Mishnah just said, kol ha-mishlim yater al mashizik, only more than he's zit is considered a kedash. Mashma less than he was mazik is considered a mamon. So therefore, adrabah, if the Mishnah was coming to tell me there's no difference between whether he pays more or pays less, it's a kenas, so the Mishnah should have said that. And the fact that the Mishnah said, kol she-mishalim yater, it's mashma only when it's more than he was mazik, that's a kenas, but less, like hatzi nezik is mamon. So Kabbalah says, you're right, tiyufta, you have a question, which is a question according to the opinion that says hatzi nezik is indeed kenas. From our Mishnah's mashma, it is mamon. So the Gemara says, "Vilketa," but the halacha from this whole sugya is "Pagan is ka kenasa." That hatsi nizik is a knas, which means, therefore, if a person admits on his own admission that his animal gored and gored somebody else's ox, he does not pay on his own admission because knas eno mishalem al piatzmo. So the Gemara says, "I'm not saying tiyufta vilketa." You just knocked that. Yes, a question on the proof. So you said from our Mishnah, it's mashma more that it's mamon. You brought a question on this shita. And then you tell me, halakha is like it anyway? Tiyufta, but you broke it from a question from the Mishnah. Now you still said, halakha is like that? Tiyufta, bilketa? It was in. Tama mai itotav, mishum de lo ketani kemashe ezik. Which means, your question was, because the Mishnah did not say that it's a kenas unless he's paying what he damaged. From the fact the Mishnah said, more than he damaged, smash mouth, less than he damages, mamon. Says, lo psikale. It didn't want to say more or less. Because, keban diika hatsi nezik sirorot. Because we have a specific case where when a person pays less, it is considered mamon. Which is really, I'll tell you, by a shore that gores, by kedin, when a shore, the ox that gores, really if he's paying hatzi nezik, it's kenas. But the Mishnah didn't want to tell us that all cases less than the payment is considered kenas, because there's one case where a person pays less than what he really has to pay, which means he pays hatzi nezik, and that's considered a payment of mamon, and that's hatsi nezik of tsurorot. What is tsurorot? Tsurorot literally means rocks. That's an animal that doesn't damage directly, but damages indirectly. He's walking, and let's say the feet of the animal as it's walking kicks some stones, and the stones damages. So since that's not a direct damage, it's called a damage of regel, because his foot did damage, but since it wasn't directly, the Torah has special pesukim to teach us that the monetary payment that you pay is hatsi nezik. And that's actually halakha l'moshe mesinai, that it is indeed mamon. So therefore, bilcheta gemirilan de mamonau. And since it's mamon, the Mishnah could not have said that whether you're paying more or less, it's a knas. Because sometimes when you pay less, it's not a knas. That's by hatsi nezik tsurorot, by the case of the animal kicking stones. Mishumachi lo ketani. That's why it didn't stay there. But nechina me, by kidding, where it gores, less, which hatsi nezik is indeed a knas. Oh, so the Gemara says, v'ashta da'amar pagan iska knasa. Now that you're telling me that hatsi nezik is indeed a knas, hi, kalba de achal imre. You have a dog that ate, let's say, sheep. Okay? It swallowed them, it choked them, it ate them. Vishundra de akil tanegole rabrebe. Or a cat that ate big chickens. Mishuneu. Well, this is considered not a normal damaging. That would be similar to kerin. When an animal gores, that's also considered not a normal way to damage. Not normal for an animal to gore. And therefore, anything that's similar to kedin, which is not the normal way, falls under that category and follows the same rules as kedin. So just like a kedin, the first three times face hatsi nezik, and you're telling me that that's a knas, so too when an animal damages in a not normal fashion, for example, a dog eats a live sheep. So that's already not a normal weight. That would be under the category of kidin. Which means kidin does not mean necessarily you damage with your horns. We go with the principles. Just like kidin, it's a type of damage that's not normal. So to any damage that's not normal by an animal is considered under the category of kidin. So this case over here where the animal ate, the dog ate the sheep alive, or let's say the cat ate big chickens, which is not normal, so therefore it's a shunem. It's a shinui, therefore it's a din of kerin, and therefore he pays chatzi nezik. Velo magbinan bebavel. And therefore we will not take payment in Bavel, because we have a rule that when it comes to taking knas, knas can only be taken from a bet din that sentences the person to pay the knas. Now to be on a bet din to sentence knas, it has to be a bet din that's considered samuch, that they got simicha. All the way back, Rabbi to Rabbi from Moshe Rabbeinu. Those batidinim of simicha were only found in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the rule was that any betin outside of Eretz Yisrael in Bavel cannot take out the payment of knas. So the hadush is like this. Once you tell me that Hatzi Nezek is a knas, so now if you have a case comes to the court in Bavel, and it says that this guy's his dog swallowed up the sheep, or let's say the cat swallowed up the big chickens, which is not a normal way of damaging, and therefore falls under the category of kerin. So therefore they cannot take that payment in Bavel, because it is indeed a knas. Aval, zutre urhehu. But if let's say it ate small chickens, which is the normal way to do such a thing, so then already it's not under the category of kerin. Then it falls under a different damaging. Another way of an animal damaging is called shin. Shin is when it damages with its tooth, meaning when it eats something. So this is the normal way for an animal to eat, so there's nezik shalem in that. So over here, when an animal eats, a dog eats a small bird, or a small chicken, or something like that, so therefore since it's a monetary payment, because it's under the category of shin, that's one of the ways that an animal damages, therefore umagbina, therefore you can take that payment in Bavel as well. So the basic point of this last Gemara is once you're establishing that Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, so therefore when it's not a normal way of damaging by an animal, it's going to be a Knas as well, in the first three times at least, and therefore you do not take the payment in Bavel. Comes the Gemara and continues. V'im tafas lo mafkinan mine. We have a law. If the nizak, even though in Bavel you're telling me, let's say, they cannot judge the case because it's knas, they don't judge knas cases in Bavel because you need rabbis that got simicha, and the rabbis of simicha are only found in Eretz Yisrael, but still, if let's say the nizak went on his own and he grabbed the money out of the mazik's hands or out of his property, lo mafkinan mine, we don't take it away from him. Which means he shouldn't do it, but if he took it, he keeps it. V'yamar akbi'uli zimna le'eretz Yisrael. If the nizak, let's say, he came along and said, I want a court date in Eretz Yisrael, makbi'inande. So you have to set the date up, and the mazik has to show up. V'lo azil, if the mazik does not show up, mishamtinan le, they put him in nidui, for being in contempt of the court. Benkach u benkach, which means whether the nizak wants a court date or doesn't want a court case, mishamtinan le. Still, the rabbis put the mazik, which is the owner of this wild dog, or the owner of this wild cat, that's causing all this damage, they put him in nidui. They excommunicate him. Because they tell him, salik hezekach. They tell him, go kill that dog. Put your dog to sleep. Put your cat to sleep. You got to kill him because it's a damaging animal. And therefore, you don't have to keep a damaging animal in your possession. Like Rabbi Natan told me, Rabbi Natan omer, minayin shelo yigadil adam kelev ra betoch beto. How do we know that a person is allowed to keep a bad dog, or a dangerous dog in his house? How we know that a person is not allowed to have a broken ladder in his house? Because we're worried that people are going to see this ladder, they're not going to know it's broken, they're going to climb up it, and somebody's going to fall off of it. So basically you're not allowed to keep anything dangerous in your house, whether it's a dangerous animal, or whether it's a broken ladder. Because you worry about people that don't know about it, and they're going to come and use it. Shene'emar ve'lo tasim damim bebetecha. The Torah is over there talking about a person that builds a new house. So it says he has to put a ma'akeh, that's a fence around his roof. Why? Because we don't want anybody falling off his roof, Chas v'shalom, and dying. So the Torah says, "Velo tasim damim bebetecha." You should not place literally bloods in your house. Now we're talking about over here a ma'akeh, a parapet around his roof. Why did it say plural? Velo tasim damim. So they learn from over here that any item that can cause danger by not putting a parapet around the roof, or by having a wild dog, dangerous dog, or a broken ladder, so all these things fall into the category as well. And therefore, since this guy, if he doesn't want to put his wild animal to sleep or kill him, we put him in Nidui. So therefore, there's two ways he'll be put in Nidui. If he wants, if they summon him to Beit Din Israel, the Mazik doesn't show up, Nidui. Even if he doesn't get summoned, they're going to tell him you have to kill this dog, kill the wild animal. If he doesn't do that, they put him in Nidui as well. Rashi. Let's start 3 lines on the bottom. Actually, let's start from the case. Kevan di'ika hatsi nezek. V'mishtalem minizke behema b'mehalechet v'tiza tzirorot. She says, an animal is walking and it kicked stones. Mahmat ragleha. Vezika, the tam bebabakamulant bebabakamad, the mishalemet chatzinezek, the law of a tzerorot. Pays chatzinezek, ubao chatzinezek, kaimalam bebabakamad, il chetagimirila mesinai. That's alacham shemisinai. Shutolda shel regel, it's a todav regel. Because just like a regel is the damaging of the foot of the animal, so too when the animal kicks stones, it's regel. Lav kenasaninu. But the hidush of alacham shemisinai is he pays half payment. It's considered not a knas ila mamona sharim mu'edim tchilata, because it's a normal way of damaging. Vegabit sururotu de akil rahmana. But the Torah, for some reason, when it's an indirect damage, says you have to pay the full payment, just pay half. Vekeman the mamona umeshlim api atzmo, he pays even if he admits it. Mishumaki lo psikalin mitne kol she'enu meshlim kama shezik ta'ika hai. Which means that's why he could not say that. That's why the Mishnah could not have said that whenever the payment is not according to what you're supposed to pay, it's a knas. Because there is a payment when you're going to pay less that is not a knas. That's the case of Hatzi Nezek Sererot. Therefore, the Mishnah had to say only when the payment is more than the damage. That's for sure it's a knas. Now, you do have also payments that are less, like Hatzi Nezek by Kedin, by Goring. That's also a knas. But this is a case of a Goring, of a Sererot, which is less than a... less than the payments, less than Hatzi Nezek, that's a mamon. So the Mishnah could not have said, so long as you don't pay, kol she enu mishlem et ha-hezek, enu mishlem api atzmo. Next Rashi, da'achil imre, right? That was the dog that ate the sheep. Shehanak tila'im, it choked them, hayim ve'achilam and ate them. Mishunehu, en darko bekach. V'chol nezek mishune be'behemot. Any type of animal that gores, that damages in a not normal fashion, havi toda de keren. It's a toda of keren. Tama like a kid in Tam, she'afu mishune she'endar kabekak v'hatzi nezik u'de mishalem. So he pays half nezik. V'kevet kenasau, since the kenas lo magbina le b'dine Babel, the dayanim of Babel cannot collect it, she'en sham simichat b'zakenim v'lo mekrim mumchim, which means they're not considered expert judges in Babel. V'gabe kenas ketiv yershi'un Elohim. The judges are called Elohim when it comes to kenas, and therefore it has to be expert judges that they do not have in Babel. Urheu, but if it eats a small animal, it's the normal way, v'avilu nizked deshen. So that's like the damaging of shen, which is a different type of damaging where the animal eats something. Vishen mishalem nezek shalem, he pays full damage. Umamunau, that's considered monetary payment. The govin oto bevabel veita fish nizak mamunad the mazik. If let's say the nizak grabs the money of the mazik, gabek nasad atzin usko the enslik letzot lefanenu, which means it's too late. He keeps it. He doesn't have to give it back. Lo mafkin an mine, we don't take it from him. Vegabe. V'gaben, he takes palganeske, V'i lo tafis. But if he didn't take, V'amar, come on, he said, Kavu'udi zimna ba'ad Yisrael, Hissi'u lelech imi ladun lefne dayan Eretz Yisrael, Kavu'ude, which they made his court case from Yisrael. So then if he doesn't go there in the mazik, they put him in Nidui. Benkachu, benkach, ben, she'rotze nizog lelech leYisrael. Ben, she'enu roze, meshamtin ane, lemazik, mia laharog oto, kel v'salek, hezeka. They warn him, because of the damaging that it causes, and therefore they tell him to kill his dangerous animal, because to the pasuk lo tasim damim bebetecha. Adran alach elu ne'arot. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.